A paper published in November 2018 analyzes the oldest ancient artifact found in the Arctic, a 9,000-year-old child's tooth. The tooth was discovered and forgotten way back in the 1940s at Trail Creek Caves, right outside of the city of Deering. Jeff Rasick, an archaeologist working with the National Park Service, tells KNOM what makes its rediscovery so special.
There's hardly any human remains known from all across the Arctic. The next oldest human remains come from Greenland, and they're about 4,000 years old. So this more than doubles the age of the oldest human remains from the Arctic. There are other ancient human remains from central Alaska, from interior Alaska, but this is the oldest in the Arctic.
The tooth's age is really only part of the story, though, according to Rasick. Through advanced DNA analysis, scientists were able to uncover a wealth of knowledge.
They're looking at the entire genome of this ancient individual. That's a feat because the DNA degrades over time, and it takes some luck and some great skill to tease the DNA information from an old specimen like this, especially a small one.
DNA analysis of the tiny specimen reveals that the tooth belonged to a member of a population referred to as the ancient Beringians.
There's one other individual of that type known, and it's from central Alaska, about 400 miles away, and a little bit older than this specimen. It's about 11,000 years old. So what that tells us is that this population of people was pretty widespread across Alaska or eastern Beringia at the time. At the early end of that age range, Alaska was connected to Asia with a land bridge, the Bering Land Bridge. So this population of people existed in the area at that time and then persisted after the land bridge was severed, after sea levels rose and severed the land bridge. These ancient Beringians persisted to at least 9,000 years ago, the age of the Trail Creek specimen. And it seems to be a population that maintained its own identity and integrity. There wasn't a lot of gene flow from other populations coming in. So that hints at some amount of isolation.
The Trail Creek Caves tooth is highlighted in a paper that looks at 14 other ancient specimens from across North and South America. The tooth provides context for a bigger archaeological picture.
People resided in Beringia in Alaska for some time, and then some group traveled further south and went on to colonize all of North and South America. So this population in Alaska is an offshoot of this major branch in the family tree of all Native Americans. And the next big branching event occurred in the mid-continent, south of the continental glaciers in North America. So this person from Trail Creek Caves is a relative of all other Native Americans. These broad strokes of that family tree are really just being sketched out here in front of our eyes.
A lab at the University of Alaska Fairbanks was able to examine the chemical signatures of the tooth, shedding light on its ancient owner's diet, as well as their movement around the region.
They had a very strong emphasis on terrestrial food sources, so land mammals. And at that time, caribou are really the main option people had. Other animals that lived in Beringia, bison and mammoth, were extinct by 9,000 years ago. Caribou have been there for a long time and through this time. And the cave is also loaded with caribou bone. It's another good indication that that was a prominent animal on the landscape at the time.
But examination of the tooth revealed no signs of fish or marine mammals being a part of the Beringians' diet,
which was a little bit of a surprise. Archaeologists have debated when that subsistence focus came about. There's other evidence from other places in Alaska that people were eating salmon, at least, very early on. But it's an unknown when people started to focus on marine mammals. In this case, we have one data point, at least, that says this person at 9,000 years ago was eating no marine mammals. They weren't hunting seals or walrus, even though the site is not that far from the coast.
Rasick points out how the Beringians' caribou-heavy diet at that time bridges the ancient and the present. Additionally, the cave site where the tooth was found is no secret to people in the community of Deering.
people in Deering know about these caves and even use them a little bit. They're not big, roomy caves that you would spend a lot of time in. They're just little hollows where we think even 9 and 10,000 years ago, all that people did there was duck out of the rain. They weren't raising their families there. They weren't spending a lot of time in the caves. They were probably passing by in the course of a hunt. They would pop in there if the weather was bad. It's really pretty ephemeral, kind of sporadic use, and that characterizes recent use of the caves too. People in Deering know about these spots and maybe use them in similar ways. These spots on the landscape have been used in more or less the same way for 10,000 years.
Jeff Rasick is the team leader for the Natural and Cultural Resource Program for Gates of the Arctic National Park. He has done archaeological research across northern Alaska. The information he shared with KNOM, along with the contributions of several other scientists, was published in a paper in the Journal of Science in November of 2018, titled Early Human Dispersals Within the Americas. Further research underway on the tooth reveals that the individual was not a migrant, but rather lived in a fairly small area on the northern part of the Seward Peninsula. Rasick says more development on the individual's movement and their diet will be published in another scientific article in the near future. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Katie Kazmierski.